We're very happy with the outcome, Charlie. You know, going into the league, obviously we wanted to have a look at a few new players, and we wanted to try a few different things out in the league, and also we wanted to try and retain our Division One status, you know. And thankfully, you know, there was ups and downs along the way as well, and we've struggled to get our full team on the pitch a lot of the time. But thankfully, we've achieved that. And I suppose looking back on the overall league now, you'd have to say that, you know, we got out of it what we wanted from the point of view. That point of view, we know a lot more now about some of the newer players, and we know we've tried out a few things as well, and we know more about that as well. So from that point of view, it's been helpful, and the fact that we've managed to pick up the points and stay in the division is a big plus. And I suppose, you know, you look at the other teams in the country, you know, your Corks and your Kerrys and your Dublins and so forth, they're very, very settled and mature teams. They're on the go for 8 or 9 or 10 years, so year on year them managers are just tweaking things ever so slightly and trying to make it better, whereas we're kind of a lot earlier in our development. We're trying to look at things and I suppose look at new players as well, because we don't really have a full handle on everybody. And when you get the likes of young Patrick McBurty coming into the thing and Martin Riley and stuff like that there, obviously you want to have a look at them and you want to try them out. And I think the best way to try them is in the heat of battle, you know. And that was good fare there the day. You know, it was a lot like Championship football, and you know, they stepped up to the plate, and it was nice to see Adrian Hanlon coming on, getting a point, and Martin getting a point off the bench, and that's encouraging.
Yeah, you're on a hiding to nothing in the league this year, because after the success of last year in the league, and then that was carried through to the Championship, expectations were so high, Jim. I mean, I think everybody was expecting Donegal to hit the ground running again. You're stepping up to Division One. You know, there mightn't be much difference between Division One and Division Two, but there is a slight difference. And as you say, you're playing better teams. You've achieved your goal of staying in that division. You've also achieved your goal of finding new players. But I know this is only one match in a series of seven, but how important was it to come here, given the circumstances, and not only win today, but put on a performance today?
Well, like, I'd be very aware, Charlie, obviously, you know, that everybody wants, you know, their team to win every single day they go out, you know, and we'd be very, very aware of that. And obviously, if that is the case, you have to take the sort of the mentality that it's life or death when you take to the field and to get over the line every day. You know, we haven't really done that in the league, because we wanted to focus on other things and we wanted to try out other things. You know, our focus wasn't to go and win the league, nor was it last year. Last year was about trying to find players as well, and it was about trying to develop the way we want to play and build on that. So it's all really about your own perspective and what you want to get out of it. And maybe what we wanted to get out of it as a management team wasn't maybe in line with, you know, what other people wanted us to get out of it. But we have to look at these things, and we have to look at players, and we want to try and improve the thing all the time. And I don't believe you can get that in training, and I don't believe you can get that in challenge matches. So you know, we decided we were going to try out different formations, different systems, and different players in the league. And you know, we took a couple of beatings along the way, but you know, at the same time, we ended up getting enough points to stay in the division. We have gone through that process, and we know more about our own players and what we want to do ourselves at the end of that process, and I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, come back to that in a minute or two, Jim. Just context in today's game, 4-1 down, 7-5 down, 9-5 down, didn't look good. I think he scored 8 of the last 9 points, or 7 of the last 8 points, I'm not quite sure, and that was on the back of kicking wides at vital times in the game as well. The one thing they showed there today was resilience and a belief we can win this game. Armagh had their fair share of wides as well, and it's a match, I suppose you could say, you know, with the goal chances they had, could have went either way. So much at stake for both teams, but the way Donegal came back from being 9-5 down early in the second half has to encourage you.
Like, we were far from perfect today, you know, and our decision making in the second half, even when the pressure was on and our shot selection was poor sometimes, we were forcing it a few times, and so we were very far off being perfect today. But at the same time, the one thing I would take from the game today was that they had a determination about them that they weren't going to get beat, and it didn't matter if it did go wide or if it was a terrible wide or if it dropped short. The mentality was the same, that they were going to try and win the next break, pick up the ball, go at them and take it to them. And there's a lot of parallels between what happened today and what happened in Croke Park, because in Croke Park at half time we had 5 points on the board. Today we had 5 points on the board. We weren't getting at the opposition the way we would have liked to in the first half today, and the same in Croke Park. And then we kicked 8 points today in the second half, and we kicked 8 points in Croke Park in the second half, because we had I suppose a lot more drive and a lot more energy and a lot more intent in our play. And I suppose Aye. You know, from a coaching point of view, Charlie, what we need to do is we need to try now and get them started in the first minute, you know, taking the battle. And maybe there's a fitness thing there. We haven't worked as hard as we had, you know, this team last year. Yeah. We've been training one night a week for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and maybe they're kind of retaining a wee bit of energy for the second half, and hopefully by the time championship comes around, you know, they won't be thinking like that, if it is that. But, you know, overall, we'd be very happy, like very, very happy that, you know, regardless of what was going on the day, they had that gritty determination about them, and, you know, deserve it at the end of the day, and I'm delighted for them.
Yeah, a couple of things come out of the league. Neil Gallagher has finally put in a stamp as an inter-county footballer of some class. He's brought his club form through to inter-county level in the National League. Declan Walsh, who we haven't seen an awful lot of, was in there today. You know, big ask for him and Balbuffet, a lot of pressure on him. I thought he was one of our best players there today.
Aye.
We did without Neil McGee, Paddy McGrath, Michael Murphy, and still won the game. So those are all positives.
And Christy as well.
Exactly,
yeah.
Christy Toy. Yeah.
I thought Declan had a brilliant game for his debut at senior level. You know, I thought he played excellently well. And Neil Gallagher, like, as a player that has come in and I suppose has taken time to adjust to what we want to do. And one thing I say about Neil is he works very hard in training all the time, and he's trying to improve all the time. And sometimes what we're asking maybe it was not what he would have been used to, either with club or county, so he has to reconfigure his thinking and try. He is doing that, and there's still work to be done, but he's definitely he's applying himself in training, and he wants to learn more about what we want out of him, and he's taking that information then and using it in games, and that's how you improve as a player, and that's what we encourage all the boys to ask us questions and find out exactly what we're looking for. We try to tell them what we're looking for, and Neil has improved gradually the whole way through, you know, so I think there's more in him as well. I think he can improve more. I think he can be more dynamic going forward, as well as doing the good job defensively, and obviously we all know he's very good hands, you know, and there's other players who can come into that midfield area and do the same job. You know, it's all about competition within the squad, but definitely I would give him great credit for the way he's gone about the thing in the last 18 months, you know.
Yeah, you can go away now and prepare for the championship. It's not that far away, it's next month. And I suppose I have to put it to you, Jim, you talked about formations and style of play and all that sort of thing. It's just about a year or so since Donegal became headline makers with the way they played, and not everybody was impressed with it. And I mean, it lasted the whole year, basically, about the way Donegal played, because you got to an All-Ireland semi-final. I mean, will we see a different Donegal, or a new Donegal, or the same Donegal, or are you going to keep that a secret from us until we go to Breffni Park in 7 or 8 weeks' time?
No, it's,
everybody's very keen to hear these things, you see.
No, well, I mean, the bottom line is, Charlie, is, you know, when you take over a team, you want to try and improve the team, and you want to consistently try and improve the team. And I suppose what let us down last year was the scoreboard. And, you know, personally, in the All-Ireland semi-final, I felt it. You know, we had a lot of work done in the training field, a huge amount of work done in the training field in relation to our offensive game going into that game and how we were going to take the battle to them. It didn't transpire. Now, the same thing could be said about today in the first half, and we spoke a lot about it before the game. So there is something there that has to be nurtured and has to be developed within the squad. And what we want to do is we want to try and replicate what happened in the second half today from the word go. And we also want to retain everything we done last year defensively, because we finished the championship last year as the best defensive record in the history of the game.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to be sneezed at. And I think if you can retain that, or get even close to retaining that, and still work extremely hard on the offensive side of things of your game, and if we can make ground on the offensive side of things in our game, then that's a very good mixture. And I don't think there's a manager in the world, in any sport, that wouldn't give the right arm for a good defensive system with a good offensive system to back it up. And for us, that's the challenge in the next 6 weeks, is to try and get what happened here in the second half as a consistent theme running through the team every day we take to the pitch. And that's not easily done. You know, I personally feel that in the All-Ireland semi-final, we could have pushed on, and we should have pushed on, but there was a psychological thing there that, you know, we have what we hold, and, you know, we'd see the clock out here, and we're only 15 minutes away from an All-Ireland final. And as a player myself, I can understand that.
Sure.
But we have to try and move away from that now, and we have to try and move to a space where they have a mentality to defend, and they have the same mentality then when they're going the opposite direction, and that they must become ruthless at both. And if we can work on that in the next 6 or 7 weeks and take that into our play, then, you know, we'd be very, very happy. But again, these things take time, you know, and what I personally feel anyway, what will be 100% on the training field will be 70% on the playing field. So you have to get it absolutely perfect in the training field for that theme to come through on the playing field. And that's what we'll be focusing on now for the next 6 weeks.
I suppose the obvious question, Jim, is it possible to play as well defensively as we have and not concede that much and get the scores on the board. It's a big ask for people to be at both ends of the pitch, if you know what I mean. And that was our letdown, because the people hadn't the energy to get forward, I suppose, when we did get possession.
Well, Tyrone won three All-Irelands doing it, so I think, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
They obviously were extremely difficult to break down, and kicking 111, 114, 211, 214, a lot of championship games. So it can be done. Other teams have done it as well. I was watching highlights on Saturday night of Donegal against Armagh in the Ulster final 2004, I think it was, and it was 314 to 11 points.
Yeah.
And Armagh would have been very defensive at the time, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being very defensive if you can be very offensive,
yeah, of course,
to match it
of
up.
Course, yeah.
And you know, so that's the challenge that's I suppose for us as management, to try and bring that out in the boys, and I suppose the challenge for the boys then is to try and make it happen on the pitch.
Yeah. And finally, Jim, it's a nice way to go out of the National League. You've beaten Armagh in a do or die situation here. You've retained your Division 1 status. You can go away now for 6 or 7 weeks and quietly prepare for Cavan, because I know from talking to you previously from the beginning of this year, the championship is and has been the focus in 2012, and improving on what happened last year. And to do that, you're going to have to get to an All-Ireland final, because you competed in a semi-final last year.
Well, the championship's the thing every year, Charlie. You know, the championship is the thing every year, and the Ulster championship is the thing every year, you know, and we'll not be looking beyond that. You know, we'll have another plan if we are successful in that, but you know, our full focus now will be in Cavan. That'll be one game at a time, and then if we won that, it'll be the next game at a time. But to me, the Ulster championship is an unbelievable competition, and I had a lot of, I suppose, joy, but a lot of pain as well as a player, and a lot of the players in that dressing room and there had a lot of pain as players as well. And you know, we have something going now, and if we can build on it, you know, we can be competitive in Ulster again. It's not going to be easy, you know. There's a lot of brilliant teams in Ulster, and there always will be, and it's always going to be a bear pit from that point of view. But that's the challenge for us, and you know, that's one that, you know, we're definitely looking forward to. And if we can achieve anything this year in Ulster, I think the team will then have taken a significant step, because you look at Dublin, the All-Ireland final this year, you know, and they'd won 6 out of the last 7 Leinster championships,
yeah.
You know, so they had been there and they had done that, and then naturally you gravitate towards an All-Ireland. And I think it's very difficult to be talking about All-Irelands or even competing on that level when you haven't got a firm grip on your own province, you know, not from the point of view of winning championships, but being there or thereabouts consistently. And that's the big challenge for us now.